This is January 11, 2011, melting titanium number 87. And we're an hour and a half into it.
As Carolyn moves closer to implementing the answer to cancer, that is accompanying these dramatic biblical predictions. Is Carolyn the beast that slouches towards Jerusalem?
No, Bob, that's you, not her.
What is she?
God on the thrones that have the elders around her and the beast worshiping her.
That's a good one, Carol. You got the beast worshiping you. And I'm the beast, the other beast in the mortar world, slouching towards Jerusalem.
Right. Okay. Now, if you want to go on to the third trumpet, Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
And the third angel sounded, and
mm-hmm.
there was a great star from heaven. That would be the Crab Nebulae, burning as it were a lamp. Now, your little scope things, hubbly things, see,
mm-hmm.
they've acknowledged it. It's never happened, changing
mm-hmm.
everything.
Wait, wait, wait. The Hubble telescope
mm-hmm.
saw what, Carolyn?
The Crab Nebulae has done something.
The star has a lamp burning up as it
were
a lamp.
Let's look at it. Yeah, let's look at it here.
So what are you looking at, Carolyn?
The Crab Nebulae looks like a spider, red spider web.
Okay, and that's happening because Carolyn's slouching towards Dubai.
You're
no,
slouching. I'm not
that's
slouching.
The third trumpet, because the third trumpet is being sounded.
A great star from heaven burning as it were a lamp.
That goes with the third trumpet. We're talking heavy. Things are going to be heavy by mid-February, Carolyn.
Yes, and the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
The men were made bitter. The waters were made bitter.
The waters were made bitter. Okay.
Burning as if it were a lamp. How does that look like a lamp? What would that mean, as if it were a lamp?
Turn a lamp on in your house where it's dark. You'll see the light in your room. Do you concur?
Right. It's been burning as if it were a lamp in the dark.
Well, yeah, burning a lamp in the light didn't do you much good. The Crab Nebulae, at dark, in the darkness of what you call space, as it says, is a star, great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. Carolyn, you're looking at a picture of it. What does it say is happening to the Crab Nebulae?
There's a story.
A supernova remnant. It's a pulsar wind nebula. In the constellation
wind.
Of Taurus. Yeah.
Wind.
You're talking wind.
Wind. It's coming a wind. What do you mean wind?
Did you say wind, Carolyn, or W-I-N-D?
W-I-N-D. The Crab Nebula is a supernova remnant and pulsar wind nebula in the constellation of Taurus. The nebula was observed in 1731. It corresponds to a bright supernova recorded by the Chinese and Arab astronomers, 1054. Crab is generally the strongest persistent source in the sky.
So it's a really cool flashlight, Bob.
At the center lies the Crab pulsar, a neutron star or spinning ball of neutrons. There's our spinning orby thing.
What's that mean to you, Kim?
The ion sphere. Which emits pulses of radiation from gamma rays. There's Sasha, her gamma-ness. The nebula was the first astronomical object identified with a historical supernova explosion. Acts as a source of radiation for studying celestial bodies that occult it.
Something's going on just recently with it, is it not?
Yeah. Crab Nebula shoots off mysterious flares 5 days ago. Dead star was long believed to be a steady light source.
Uh-huh.
Famous Crab Nebula shoots off mysterious flares.
Uh-huh.
One of the most well-known celestial objects still has some tricks up its sleeve. Surprising gamma ray flares coming from the famous Crab Nebula.
Because
it had 3 flare-ups where it brightened significantly in the gamma ray range for a few days. We thought it got smashed completely. Now we have to think again.
It got smashed completely when, Carolyn?
Previously. They thought it was a dead star, and now it's woken up.
And the star is falling toward heaven. Star from heaven.
Falling toward heaven?
Burning, as it were, a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters.
Did you say it's falling toward heaven? Did I hear those words?
You did. From heaven.
The article says, what's in the thunderstorm? Any matter, for one. Would you agree with that, Ion, that any matter's in a thunderstorm?
Ozone.
It's, yeah, any matter's ozone, sure. Subtitle, scientists are surprised.
Most certainly is not.
Right, I know. You just said ozone, and I thought we were talking about antimatter. We don't know what antimatter is. No one knows, and you're going to say it's connected to ozone? You want to elaborate?
Bob, you're talking about thunderstorms, and you said, is thunderstorms antimatter? And we didn't get a chance to finish our statement, but what we were saying was the proprietary element or outcome of thunderstorm or lightning is ozone, okay, or heavy air, oxygen. Components within that heavy oxygen would be particulates of antimatter within the field of ozone.
So scientists are surprised to discover that lightning emits powerful bursts of antimatter into space. You like that sentence? Does that mean anything?
Not so much. No. What difference does it make that you send antimatter into space?
Well, they have some idea about antimatter, which is not accurate.
They probably think it doesn't belong here.
But, Ion, you were saying there was a bit. I heard a sentence about 35 seconds ago that you had antimatter was being emitted from lightning or thunder or something, right?
The reference point of that, but that's what John says.
He talked about antimatter?
Yes, Bob.
He didn't use that word, though. And we're using it, and science is using it, but they're not using it what it really is. So we should drop that topic. We can't know about antimatter from what John means, because the scientists will tell us what they mean, and that's not connected to John.
Okay, well then okay, since you've determined you're going to try to piss us off, the fifth trumpet. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit would be what they say antimatter is contained from, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
No, first of all, scientists don't know what they mean by antimatter. Then you say what antimatter is.
And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke from the pit. That's the reference of antimatter.
What is antimatter?
The bottomless pit, Bob.
Antimatter is the bottomless pit?
Yes, Bob.
Well, how would scientists make, what would they make out of that statement?
They don't know what antimatter is, so they'd have to calculate it and say, okay.
So you're telling me after a year and a half that antimatter is the bottomless pit?
Yeah, you finally asked.
We got that one, Joe. Antimatter is the bottomless pit.
Well,
very good.
For this minute, till you decide.
Yeah,
you
till something
it.
Else, till we change, and then there's a new aspect to evoke. And then there'll be a different definition. Or a new one.
Mm-hmm. Or a hearable one.
Calum, yeah, drifts in notes. He's sort of part of this.
No, be quiet, Bob. Famous Crab Nebula shoots off mysterious flares. So the flares, is the star waking up?
A lamp. No,
oh, okay.
It's becoming like a lamp.
The cause of the flares, is that the wind shifting?
No, but they describe it as it's the wind blowing. That's the word they use.
Did our rewrite group trigger this? Did we cause this lamp?
You acknowledged it, and you're to the window.
You mean when we were talking to Sasha? Sasha helped trigger this because we talked about it with her. It wasn't discussed in the rewrite group.
Most certainly was.
Oh, okay.
Most absolutely was.
The interesting scenario is that as Carol moves towards Dubai, this is happening.
Is there any connection between her moving towards Dubai and the meeting with JW and the Sheikh? So what trumpet will that resonate with? The eighth trumpet? Sixth trumpet?
Did you notice an eighth trumpet, Bob?
No, there wasn't any.
Oh, good, because we thought maybe you'd slipped again. They're going to call out the paramedics to bring back Bob.
So,
that has to do with the naming of the stone, Bob. Carolyn named the white stone.
You said that has to do. We've covered many topics in the last hour and a half, so what does the word that refer to?
Which one are you asking about? Which part of Revelation has to do with Carolyn moving toward the state or collection of states of Dubai, United Arab Emirates proper? That was your question.
So the answer is
she named the white stone.
And what did you name it, Carolyn? Which name is that applied?
Selenos.
Which name did you take to the post office?
That's not the white stone, Carolyn.
It was Selenos that I named. I named Selenos.
No, that's the berry juice.
No, it most certainly is not.
It's super sugar, Bob.
No.
Remember, it won't be known until someone names it. I named it.
The stone is the eye cell, Carolyn. See, we got many words, and it's good that we squeezed the lemon here, because there's no agreement on what the hell.
The eye cell.
Yeah, see? Okay, so that's what people would think it is. So what is it? What is the white stone?
Well, who are people?
What is the white stone? If it's not the eye cell, what does it refer to?
Carolyn, what did you name the white stone?
Selenos.
Ah, you were saying Selenos. Oh,
think of white sugar, Bob, if you can't get it wrong.
Selenos said Selenos.
You didn't say Selenos a little while ago.
Selenos.
Okay. So Selenos is the name.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And that was named about 6 months ago, Carolyn. You know what I mean? That was a while ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so it took a few months after her naming for these events, the Blood Moon, to happen.
Do?
Well, it looks like that it had to be named before the Blood Moon.
Absolutely.
The Blood Moon was coming. So that's why Alan showed up on March 18th. That's why he showed up in 2009 to get things rolling.
To confound you little ones, yes.
Yeah, that's the ticket. This confounding is the extension of Bob's work, Carolyn.
Bob, why are you saying that's why it had to be named before the Blood Moon? What are you referring to there?
The Blood Moon was the trigger.
What's the Blood Moon?
The one we're talking about. Yeah.
Which one are we talking about? We've talked about a lot of moons.
Yeah.
We've talked about a lot of moons.
We've only talked about one Blood Moon. Hey, no, that's not true. Finite. We've only been talking about the Blood Moon last couple of weeks. Okay. That's
the only Blood Moon that's ever been.
And when that happens, all these things happen. Well, it's happening.
It's the trigger.
They've known for 10 years or something, astronomers, about the Blood Moon. Let's say they've known for a while, right? It didn't just show up 3 months ago. Holy shit, a Blood Moon's going to happen. Or was it like that, Ian? Did they not know 2 years ago that the Blood Moon was coming?
Yes, they did.
Did they know 5 years ago?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so they've known a while, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blood Moon was coming in December 2010. That meant there had to be some other events, like leading to the naming of the White Stone. So Ion had to show up March 18, 2009 to get things rolling, so Carolyn, a year later, could name the Selenos before the Blood Stone. So which caused which there?
It was that damn chicken trying to lay an egg, Bob.
No, it wasn't. So Carolyn, you did the White Stone. Is that in that part of the Bible, Carolyn, the Revelations 8 we're looking at? It's White Stone 2:17.
2:17.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these effects later in chapter 8 in that. Is March 18th, that date, named in Revelations?
They don't
you know
time, Bob.
But you got the April 5th, 2012 date. That date is named.
That was Ezekiel pre-telling what is.